The songs we love, the songs we hate, the songs we've never heard. What do they all have in common? Music speaks to us in ways we may not realize. Discover how to use what you already have to get what you really want. You're listening to Power of a Positive Playlist on the OBBM Network. Here's your host, John Chester.
And hello, fellow music mavens. How's it going again? I'm John Ivor Chester, music therapist and creator of the Power of Positive Playlist, showing people how to get the goals they want using the music they love. We are Offbeat Business Media. And today, I got sitting across the table from me, Trayvon Ferguson. Trayvon, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it.
Definitely, definitely. It's a pleasure to be here. I appreciate you guys having me.
Very nice. Now, I'm going to, I don't mean to pick, okay, but...
Let's have fun.
Well, that's fine. I was born and raised in Texas, though you can't really tell too much from my accent.
Okay.
But I can tell from your accent, as we say around here, you're just not from these parts, are you?
Absolutely, absolutely. In fact, I was born and raised in Trinidad and Tobago, down in the Caribbean, and most people ask me where that is. So just to give the audience a visual.
Where is that?
When you follow the chain of islands off of the coast of Florida and you hit Cuba and Jamaica, and you just follow it all the way down to off the coast of South America, Trinidad and Tobago is the last two islands closest to the South American coastline.
Beautiful.
We're actually like 7 miles. There's parts of Trinidad where you could look over and actually see the South American mainland coast.
It's an island to itself, isn't it?
Yes. So two islands make up one country.
Wow.
Kind of like Turks and Caicos. Well, people know that, so I can relate it to that, right?
Okay. Well, you know, that works. That's good. So, you were born down there. What got you to Dallas?
Well, I have to mention my mom. So my mom migrated to the U.S. in May of 1981. And myself and my sisters, we stayed and finished up high school. And then in December of 94, my sister and I, we came to live with my mom. So, you know, I was like probably just turning 19, a little rebellious dude, wanted to do what most teenagers do, party, have fun. I did get a job as soon as I got here.
Awesome.
But my mom was very concerned about a couple of things. One, back then, the whole dreadlock style wasn't the most accepted hairstyle, so she was concerned about that, how it would affect my employment chances. And so her and I weren't seeing eye to eye, right? You know how that goes.
Yeah.
So, surprisingly, I decided, okay, mom and I are not getting along. I need a job, and I wanted to go to college. Let's go to the Army. Like I went totally opposite of everything I was doing back then. But there was two reasons I chose the military. One, I knew that it would open up doors for whatever I wanted to do after I left the military. That was one. But two, I felt that I had a specific responsibility to give back to the people of the United States for allowing me the opportunity to be here. And so
that's, you know, really well done.
Thank you, thank you. And I would do it again in a heartbeat. Went into the service. I was stationed in Oklahoma, got a chance to go to Europe.
So you were in a foreign country. You were in Oklahoma.
Right, exactly.
Wow, that's great.
Talk about a culture shock. So I went into the military exactly 5 months after I landed here, right?
Wow.
And left. So you think about this, going from the Caribbean to New York, a melting pot of international cultures, and then to Oklahoma. Lawton, Oklahoma, to be exact.
Lawton,
It was totally a mind warp, right? But
that is.
But I don't regret the decision. I mean, I got a chance to, you know, I lived in Oklahoma for a bit, got stationed abroad in Germany. That was the coolest. And I'm whispering that, right? I'll let your audience pick from that what they may.
Yeah.
While in Germany.
About what year was this?
97 through 2000.
Okay.
So I got a chance to play soccer professionally while I was there. I do play soccer. So I was earning some extra income. Who doesn't love that?
Yeah, man.
And it was just, it was a blast. But I got a chance to do a lot of NATO missions, travel all over Europe, Africa, and then I came back to the U.S. and they sent me right back to Lawton, Oklahoma.
Parting with a home that you've loved, growing into the next phase of your life, trust the team at Jeannie Martin Real Estate to handle the details of your situation with tender, loving care. The Martin team is your home connection, North Central Texas. MARTEN team.com. Go to martinteam.com today.
And what happened was when I got out of the service, I had got hired by TI.
Oh, yeah. Texas Instruments, for those outside of dance.
Right, TI and Halliburton.
Okay.
Okay.
Nice. Here.
And so I picked up, headed south, and Dallas has been home ever since. Best decision I've made.
Awesome.
Best decision.
Awesome. So what are you up to these days?
Man, you know, the resume is somewhat long. So what happened is, and I didn't mention this before, but this is very important to what's going on now. While I was on active duty, I was involved in a very, very horrible accident in a Humvee, and I suffered, which I didn't know it at the time, a severe brain injury. So, you know, they call it traumatic brain injury.
Right? TBI, right.
After the accident, I started having some issues, some struggles, talking about nosebleeds, migraines every day. There was a change in the mental health status, some bouts of depression, things of that nature. And then a few years ago, out of nowhere, I got this gift called epilepsy. So I started having seizures, multiple seizures a day, you're talking about. And, you know.
Now, these seizures, there's lots of different types of seizures. Are we talking like grand mal or
grand
petite
mal
or
seizures? Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
And so we found out that the reason I'm having these seizures is because there's scar tissue on my brain.
Mm.
Now, there's an option to remove it, but that would definitely create some other problems. So we had to make a decision, my wife and I. Were we going to fight the battle dealing with the seizures or deal with what the other complications would be? And some of it was paralysis, things of that nature. So we didn't mm-hmm. want to, my wife and I, we just didn't want to go down that road because with her as the caregiver, it was just too tough. All right. So, and the reason I said it's a gift, right? So in the beginning, here I am. I just out of nowhere just started having seizures. And and I mean, she's scared. I'm scared. We're trying to figure it out, going back and forth to doctors and all that. And when we ultimately found out, my wife and I was having a conversation. And I love her so much because she said, how are we going to use this to help somebody else?
Golden, folks. That's absolutely golden. I don't remember who it was. I thought it was Eleanor Roosevelt. And she says, If you need help, go help someone else.
Right.
And that is such a great heart. How long have you known this wife of yours? How long have you been married?
So we've been, it's a funny story because when I tell it, she tells that we got married in 2016. But I told her that outside of the court appearance, we were married since 2012 when we met. Right?
Yeah.
Because I let her know up front, I told her that when we went on our first date, I said, this commitment is 40 plus. When there's no option to do anything else. So once we start, this is it, right? But, you know, my wife, she has this really interesting strength to her. It's like if you picture a swan on a lake, you see them just kind of gliding. It's very quiet. But if you get a picture of what's happening below the surface, there's this machine that's moving. That's my wife. Like, she's the perfect embodiment of that. And, you know, when she said that, again, you have to remember, I was struggling with depression. Most people don't even realize that epilepsy itself brings with it a certain amount of depression. And then most anti-seizure medications amplify depression, right?
Yeah.
So I was struggling with that. And then to the point where I was in so much pain that I had ultimately decided that I was going to commit suicide.
Mm.
You are not what you eat. You are what you absorb. Air, water, and nutrients are vital to your health. Today's lifestyles are bombarded with electromagnetic frequencies. Absorbing these frequencies are linked to brain fog, to illness and diseases, down to the cellular level. I am Brenda Wakefield. Go to BetterHealthBrenda.com to discover how you can protect your family, work and living spaces, your mind and your body without disconnecting from your wireless lifestyle. BetterHealthBrenda.com, BetterHealthBrenda.com.
Fortunately, I got a phone call from a friend that changed my life. And we were introduced to some ketogenic supplements.
Oh, nice.
And for me now, and I want to say this so that people understand this, because epilepsy is like autism. There's a spectrum, and it's different for every individual. Every individual's experience is like their fingerprint. It's unique. So you may have three individuals that all have brain injuries, that all have epilepsy, but they're not experiencing the same issues. Their auras are not the same. One may have auras, the other may not. And so for me, I was actually on, check this out, 5 medications at the same time, and I was getting worse. So I went from having 2 to 3 seizures a day. They had me on 3, then they increased it, and I was starting to have 5-plus seizures a day, every day without fail.
All right, so let's tie this in a little bit. This massive life change.
Right.
Now, before, let's say while you're still back home, before you came and you got put in Oklahoma, what kind of music were you listening to?
Oh, so growing up in Trinidad, I don't know if how familiar you are with the culture. So Trinidad is the birthplace of soca music and also the steel drums. But I'm a huge reggae fan as well. Then I also listened to R&B. I mean, I was a big Michael Jackson fan. So to leap forward though, because of my epilepsy, I'm very particular about the music I listen to, because the frequencies affect how I feel.
There you go. That's
so
right.
So I listen to a lot of reggae, of course, because it's heavy bass, so it's a lower frequency.
Correct.
There's some jazz music that I also listen to, again, that is bass-centric jazz music, and that really helps me relax. In fact, when I'm dealing with any emotional imbalance, I have a couple playlists that I turn to kind of bring me out of that. And it's one of the things that I recommend, because living with epilepsy, I tell people that you don't have to, it's not a death sentence, right?
Right.
But what we need is the right tools. And unfortunately, doctors don't always talk to us about tools. So this is something I've discovered for me. It's something I share with other people. It works for some, again, because it's a thumbprint. It works for some. Music works for some. Music doesn't work for others. For some, it's lights. For some, it's art. But again, we all have access, and all we really need is a more intense structure where we communicate, okay, try this, try this, try this, try this.
All right, so you said the lower frequencies calm you down.
Yes.
So do you have a speaker system at home or in your car that has like a subwoofer to it?
Oh, it's in my headphones.
Yeah, okay.
In the car, I don't listen to music as much in the car, because I actually do a lot more. I turn my car into what Mr. Zig Ziglar called university on wheels.
Sure, yeah.
Right? I listen to more personal development materials, you know, so that when I share, remember, epilepsy is the gift, right?
Right.
So now I have a responsibility, not just in the veteran community, not just in the epilepsy community, but to share that this message of hope. So I have to have a specific amount of time in the day when I'm feeding my mind what
right.
keeps me strong.
Right.
So the music helps me relax. Then I have my mind food, right, in the car, university on wheels, as I mentioned. And then once I leave my car, I usually have these high bass headphones that I kind of plug into, and you know, that's what gets me through.
Okay, so you mentioned it's a gift, which is a wonderful way to empower what you have.
Right.
Okay, and then you mentioned, of course, you're a vet, and again, thank you for your wonderful service. It's a real blessing to our nation. Here's the thing: you said to take it to other people.
Yes.
So, what does that package look like?
So, but as I'm sharing with you this, I do have to say thank you to 2 organizations, because without them, I wouldn't be able to actually be able to physically do what I'm doing now. Because just a year ago, I mean, my seizures were so severe that I was having trouble walking. And there was a time, probably the end of 2019, I didn't even want to leave the house. So you can see now, we're in March of 2020, how far I've come. So the Adaptive Training Foundation, through a very intense physical fitness 9-week program married to a very strong community setup, they helped me not only be able to navigate my seizures, so get better recovery times, understand how to detect my auras, what to do when my auras happen. And again, tools in the toolbox, right? And these are things that I'm sharing. So the Adaptive Training Foundation here in Carrollton, I highly recommend anybody struggling with any type of issues, check them out. The program, I mean, you can apply and, you know, hey, you'll be blessed if you get into that program. Or you go visit them on one of their open house days on Fridays from 11 to 1.
I'll say, hold on. What we're going to do is we're going to take a little break right here because I want you to dive into that some more.
Okay.
And we're going to get right back into that. First, we're going to take a little break. I'm John Chester, music therapist. We're the OBBM Network.
The American business economy is positioned as it has never been before. Professional videography is a core element for attracting a higher level of engagement with the people group you need for significant impact. Now is your time to shine. My name is Bill Brock, owner of White Rock Films, and I invite you to a powerful opportunity in the marketplace, an opportunity to draw excited people to your events, an opportunity to showcase your ideas on infrastructure, an opportunity to become known as the industry authority and enjoy the associated benefits of a strong, influential brand. Video highlights, video teaches, video puts a resistant market at ease, and video stirs the hearts and imaginations of your allies and strategic client base. White Rock Films offers full audio, video production for businesses ready to embrace the future, handling your project with professionalism, experience, and polish unheard of in the industry. My name is Bill Brock, and White Rock Films wants your business. See us online at whiterockfilms.com.
And welcome back. I'm John Chester, music therapist, creator of Positive Playlists with the OBBM Network. Hey, folks, I've got with me, sitting across the table, Trayvon Ferguson, vet, speaker, trainer, coach, and he was diving into a resource here in the DFW area. Tell me more.
Okay. The Adaptive Training Foundation, based in Carrollton, it's an organization that works with individuals that have unique injuries or maybe pathologies, puts them through physical fitness. There's a mental component, emotional component that's dealt with during the program for 9 weeks. And what's unique about ATF is you talk about individuals. In my first class, there was a young lady that had a spinal cord injury that wasn't supposed to ever walk again. She's walking now. A friend of mine, Quinn, he's it's another spinal cord injury who I just saw for the first time a few weeks ago, actually walking unassisted without his walker. My friend Maurice, who was a single leg amputee, he was badly burned in a car in a work-related accident, and so on and so on. And so what they do is, for the 9 weeks, you set specific goals. For me, because I also am a multi-digit amputee, one of the things I couldn't do before was pull-ups. I could barely do push-ups. I couldn't, because of the damage to my arm, I couldn't put weight on my arm. So that was one thing. The second thing I wanted to do was to be able to navigate my environment after having a seizure. So usually after you come out of a seizure, you're discombobulated, right?
Yeah.
So there's a device called a VNS device that they implant into individuals who have a seizure, who have epilepsy. So what they do is when the device detects electrical changes, it triggers a certain breathing pattern. Well, at ATF, they actually taught me how to do the breathing pattern.
Without the device?
Without the device,
wow.
Right? So whenever I have my auras, I can literally start with that regimen, and there's been many occasions where we've just had the auras but no seizures.
Perfect.
They introduced me to Charlotte's Web. Charlotte's Web is one of the leading manufacturers of quality CBD oil. Quality CBD oil. And I believe that's one of the biggest reasons why I've gone from having 5 to 10 seizures a day down to maybe 1 or 2 a month without medication.
Okay, so I'm very familiar with essential oils, and I know we're taking a wee bit of a sidetrack, but let me ask this. What oil are you using, or is it a blend?
It's lavender or straight CBD oil.
Okay.
The CBD oil. And I mentioned that because, again, Every individual is different.
Sure.
Some people, the medications work, and I want to make sure the audience understands that, right?
Absolutely.
I'm not saying don't take the medications.
Right, right.
I'm just sharing my story. For some people, they work. Some people, they don't. There are people who the CBD oil works for. There are others I know it doesn't work for. There are people who use the THC that it works, right? And for some people, it doesn't. So I want to make sure, again, it's tools, right? We want to give people information.
So do either. Ooh. So going back to the rehab, do any of these places, or does this one place, for example, use music at all on this?
They don't use. Well, music is always playing while you're working
out. Sure. Yeah.
So I would venture to say, yeah, they use music to keep a high energy environment in the facility at all times.
And you mentioned breathing, something to help you put rhythm to your breathing.
Right. So it's what happens is, and that's an essential part of the program, breathing. So before every workout, you spend 15 minutes in meditation and breathing.
Meditation.
And after the workout, you do the same thing again. So for me, it's whenever I feel my auras, I get to a place of relaxation. I have special glasses that I wear. It's blue lighted glasses because blue is the color that stimulates the neurons for me. Mm-hmm. It's different for everyone. I'll put those on and then I'll sit and I go through my breathing regimen. And usually what it does is basically it triggers the vagus nervous system,
right,
which changes the electrical impulses in the brain. And so, yeah, in fact, everybody should be breathing anyway, right?
Like,
we don't breathe properly, but...
Correct.
Especially for individuals living with epilepsy, that's powerful.
Local DFW businesses, advertising keeps your businesses front and center in the marketplace. The OBBM network offers targeted reach into the markets you want to dominate. Advertise on the OBBM network for radio, podcast, and television exposure directly where you want it. Area chambers and people groups value knowing service providers they can trust for themselves. And trust when giving quality referrals. Advertising strategically is key to successful ROI. Discover what local DFW business advertising on the OBBM network can do for you. Call 214-714-0495 to find out more today. And go to theoffbeatbusiness.com to download your free copy of the Definitive Local Business Digital Media Guide. That's 214-714-0495, offbeatbusiness.com.
But there's another organization that I wanted to talk
Please.
About that got, I got connected to them because of the Adaptive Training Foundation, and that's Overwatch Digital Health Services. This company, so normally you'd see me wearing two watches. I usually wear my regular watch, which is a Garmin watch, and then I have an Apple Watch. But Overwatch, what they do is they're a seizure detection development company. What's really unique about Overwatch is that they're not just a tech company making an application, right?
Right.
Every person in that company has a direct connection to epilepsy. The
Perfect.
CEO and his wife, their son has epilepsy.
Mm.
We have Jimmy, who's handling all the media and stuff. He has epilepsy. We have Leo, our customer service specialist. She has epilepsy. In fact, she went through the program at ATF with me. And again, this is a tool, right, that I just wanted to share because of this watch, I can go running and my wife knows, you know, if the watch gives an alert, she can check in on me. But the watch actually detects seizure activity. It will alert your caregivers if you do have a seizure. And then if the seizure lasts longer than 5 minutes, it sends a message to 911 with your location. So just again,
it's good
peace of mind, married to innovation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And independence, like, which is what we want. You lose independence when you start living with epilepsy. But the truth is, though, to bring it back to where I said it's a gift. So here I am blessed with epilepsy. I'm a veteran. There's a huge population of veterans because of brain injuries that live with epilepsy. And what happens is when you're living with a condition like that, it can affect your relationships. You stop dreaming because now you start seeing yourself as inferior, right? You're struggling with these emotional issues. You don't set goals. You stop choosing to win. Like, we live in the land of dreams, right? But you stop choosing to win. And then the person you see in the mirror is not who God created, right?
Well said.
So that has been driving me to use my struggle, my story, my message of hope, you know, to really build a strong speaking platform. In fact, recently I was blessed to become a certified Zig Ziglar Legacy trainer, speaker, and coach. And the reason I mentioned those few areas is because the programs that I train on and speak on covers that. Building a better you, goal setting, building better relationships, and then choosing to win. I mean, those four foundation stones right there, you get an individual or individuals in any company to really improve in those areas, and every other aspect of their life improves. Finances, relationships, everything improves.
Perfect, perfect. So in summation, you're doing this out of what you have been blessed with.
Yes.
So you're going forward to help other people with it because, yes, first of all, this is going to be, no pun intended, but it's a head shift, yes, because people look at it normally as a setback. I work in head trauma.
Right.
And I've been working it because I have head trauma. I was hit by a van when I was riding a bike and I was out for 89 days. And when I woke up, everything had changed and it was a really different thing.
Right.
So I didn't have the epilepsy, but I had the depression and other things that happened after it. I've taken that, and that's why I work in now head trauma. It's our job. It's incumbent upon us by this blessing, right, to take it and let other people know that this isn't an inconvenience. This isn't a sidestep out of my life. This is your life.
Right.
And it's your job to carry it to other people. Right. Wonderful. Right. Wonderful. We can do that in a lot of ways. By the way, the greatest musicians do that as well. Right. I mean, when you listen to The Wall or when you listen to other musicians that have had things happen to them, Arms of the Angels by McLaughlin, for example, she had something horrific happen because of a loss of a friend. She created a song that helped other people walk along with them.
Right.
What you're doing is you are creating this support mechanism,
right,
that walks along with other people. It's a very powerful thing. I really like that. That's wonderful. So is there any way for people to contact you? How can they do that?
I'm easily found on Facebook and Instagram, although on Facebook and Instagram, I go by my middle name, Sundiata.
You're going to spell that for us right,
yes,
here, aren't you?
S-U-N-D-I-A-T-A, Ferguson. And by the way, that actually means the Lion King. It's a whole another story. another interview for that one.
We can do that another one. Yeah,
another interview for
that
one. In fact, my website will be up and running April 1st, sundiataferguson.com. And I do give out my phone number specifically because there is a need for what I'm offering, whether it's the individuals who need it or the people that are taking care of them.
Good.
Right? And that's 469-920-9103. I offer trainings, keynotes, workshops, and coaching.
Fabulous. Well, I can't thank you enough for spending some time with me and getting this message out because it needs to get out. Right. People need to know they're not alone when they're doing this. So we're going to close this session right now of the Power of Positive Playlists in Our Life. I'm John Chester. We're going to be doing this again. Until then, thanks for your time. Keep playing the music. This is OBBM.
You've been listening to Power of a Positive Playlist with music therapist and life coach John Ivor Chester on the OBBM Network podcast. Power of a Positive Playlist airs each Monday and Wednesday at noon Central and 5 p.m. Central on OBBM Radio in the Offbeat Business app. Or get the OBBM Network podcast on demand in podcast directories everywhere. For more insight or to book John for speaking or hire John for your therapeutic environments, go to ivorchester.com.